Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where there is great and encouraging news, at least in my point of view. A headline in the Wall Street Journal, brand new headline, that says border talks close in on a deal, but final approval uncertain. Well, lots of stuff in life and politics is uncertain, but this is encouraging. Tomorrow might finally be here for long-running border talks, says the Wall Street Journal, after repeatedly raising and then dashing hopes that a deal could be just a day or two away. Senate Republican and Democratic negotiators said yesterday that they have largely finalized a package to tighten security at the border, good thing, including by shutting down the processing of new unscheduled asylum claims when the border becomes overwhelmed. No legislative text has been released, but leaders of both parties said they hope to see it become public soon. Release of the text would be the culmination of months of secretive talks to iron out what both parties say are complex provisions. GOP lawmakers demanded last year that a border deal be the condition for a separate $110.5 billion package that includes aid for Ukraine and Israel. But as talks continued, opposition mounted among conservatives fueled by former President Donald Trump, leaving the bill's fate uncertain. Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut, said the deal is done. The question that is holding us up is whether Republicans are going to listen to Donald Trump or help solve the border problems. Any deal would need significant Republican support to have a chance in the GOP-controlled House, where Speaker Mike Johnson, Republican Louisiana, has taken a dim view of the details he has seen so far. Speaking to reporters yesterday, Trump said he told GOP lawmakers that if you're not going to get a great border bill and immigration bill, don't do a bill. The idea of putting this off when it could make such a profound difference at a time of a great challenge for the U.S. in terms of foreign policy. In other words, when it comes to the aid that is urgently necessary for Ukraine to continue their resistance to Russian aggression, and that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about not giving up a third or a fourth of Ukrainian territory back to Putin with the confidence that somehow it will be done there. It will be finished there. That'll be the end, and then we have peace in our time. Obviously, when an aggressive dictator like Vladimir Putin meets initial success, that doesn't discourage him from future aggressive actions. Speaking of aggressive actions, NBC is reporting that a conservative news website reported this week on a complaint that accuses Harvard's chief diversity and inclusion officer of plagiarism in a campaign similar to the one that led to Claudine Gay's ouster. The Washington Free Beacon published a complaint filed Monday by an unnamed source accusing Sherry Charleston of 40 instances of plagiarism in her 2009 PhD dissertation and in a 2014 peer-reviewed study published in the Journal of, you'll pardon the expression, it's called the Journal of Negro Education. Much of the scrutinized language in the 343-page dissertation appears to be background information, including basic facts like names, dates, numbers, and descriptions, including historical events. The unnamed accuser alleges that Charleston failed to give proper attribution to several authors. Well, this is nothing compared to what is going on for Harvard, which has some worse news even. I don't think it was terrible news for Harvard that Claudine Gay went away. What I do think is bad news for it is what's just happened in the last week. Listen. Oh, no, the song to lead in, but... Okay, that song is just a little bit of nostalgia for me. That is a Yale fight song, Good Night, Pearl Harbor. Well, Good Night, Pearl Harbor, billionaire Ken Griffin, who gave Harvard $300 million last year, said at a keynote session at the Managed Funds Association in Miami. They had a conference, and he had some demands of Harvard if he was going to continue his giving, which was, again, $300 million last year. That's even more than Trump's law fees. He asked this about Harvard's future, 20A.
The real question is will America's, and I'm going to choose a word here carefully, America's elite university get back to their roots of educating American children, young adults, to be the future leaders of our country? Or are they going to maintain being lost in the wilderness of microaggressions, a DEI agenda that seems to have no real end game, and just being lost in the wilderness? Like, which way are we going to pick? Are we going to educate the future members of the House and the Senate and the leaders of IBM? Or are we going to educate a group of young men and women who are just caught up in a rhetoric of oppressor and oppressee, and this is not fair, and frankly, just like whiny snowflakes? Like, where are we going with education in elite schools in America? And that's a really big issue.
And then he followed up with the consequences of that really big issue. Again, this is someone who gave $300 million last year to Harvard. Listen.
What does that mean for you in terms of continuing to support the university? I know that after, in response to the signatories that placed the blame squarely with Israel for the terrorist attacks, you said you wouldn't hire anyone from any of those groups. Do you still feel that way?
No, I precisely said I would not hire any of the signatures, but anybody who signed the letter, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's very easy to be a member of a club. You show up for drinks, and you didn't know, you didn't partake, you weren't asked. And I think for those students, to be dragged into this is just wrong. Like, they're their own people, they can make their own decisions. They're not all, don't paint them all with the same brush. But if you sign that letter, no, I'm not going to hire you. I don't have to.
And are you still supporting Harvard financially?
No. And I'd like that to change. I've made that clear to members of the corporate board. But until Harvard makes it very clear that they're going to resume their role as educating young American men and women to be leaders, to be problem solvers, to take on difficult issues, I'm not interested in supporting the institution.
And that's a profound and meaningful message. Good night, poor Harvard. We will be speaking to Dan Henninger of Wall Street Journal. He has a new column about the Republicans' challenges at the border. Republicans' challenges, Republican border crisis. That coming up on the Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, it's Thursday. That means it's the day for the indispensable Wonderland column by Daniel Henninger at the Wall Street Journal. And today he's taking the same point of view that Dan Crenshaw, congressman from Texas, Republican conservative congressman from Texas, made this point just hours ago. He says, we have a bill that on net significantly decreases illegal immigration, and we sabotage that. That is, it's inconsistent with what we told our voters we would do. Dan Crenshaw, what is the Republicans' border crisis that you describe in the headline of your new column?
Well, I think the crisis, Michael, is that the Republicans seem to have talked themselves into a position. Actually, Donald Trump contributed to much to pushing them in this position of being on the brink of having available a piece of legislation, as Dan Crenshaw suggests, intended to slow the flow of illegal migrants across the border. And you have the Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, saying just days ago that this bill would be dead on arrival. No one has seen the text of the piece of legislation, which I might add is a supplemental tied to increased funding for Israel, Taiwan, and Ukraine. Well, we've been expecting to see the text of this bill at any moment. It would indeed be a compromise, but the Republicans have been screaming bloody murder every day for the last year about the crisis at the border, and it looks as though they now have the prospect of passing something that would slow the flow of these migrants. Over the last 2 years, Michael, it is a total of 4.7 million who have come across the Rio Grande River. It's an almost incomprehensible number. And the Republicans committed themselves to slowing, if not stopping, ideally stopping that flow. And now they have something at hand that could probably do that. And they seem to have taken the position, many of them, certainly in the House, that they will not have anything to do with this piece of legislation. And my fear is that by doing nothing, it means that the flow across the border, this migrant hydrant, as I called it, will run open for the next 10 months, perhaps another 2 million people coming across the border. And the Republicans are putting themselves in the position of allowing Joe Biden and the Democrats to say, we had a piece of legislation that would at least slow that down, and the Republicans refused to support it. I don't know how they have arranged to put themselves in this on defense on the border.
What do you think is behind most of the people who are opposed, including apparently the Speaker of the House, which is crucial? But is it basically in order to give President Trump the issue of immigration that he wants to emphasize rather than giving Biden the opportunity to say, well, we've already made some improvement in the situation, we hope to do more? I mean, is this basically just a question of political messaging?
I'm afraid it is, Michael. They deny that they're doing it to give Donald Trump an issue to run on, but it's very hard to come to any other conclusion than that. We're heading towards an election in which the candidates would appear to be Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And I know the polling shows Trump somewhat ahead at this moment, but 10 months is a long time. And probably if the last two elections are any indication, this will be a close one too. And the fact
new brand new Quinnipiac poll today shows Trump 6 points behind Biden.
Yeah, that's in a national poll. There's a Bloomberg poll out as well that shows Trump ahead in some of the battleground states. But it's going to be close. And indeed, Joe Biden's numbers on migration, the border, are really awful. They are underwater. It's a big problem for him. And as we saw in the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primaries, it's become virtually the number one or two issue on people's minds. The Republicans had a lot to do with elevating this issue. They succeeded in doing that. But at this point, to say they want to keep the border open merely to have a political issue to run against Joe Biden over the next 10 months just strikes me as irresponsible.
What could the Biden administration do, if anything, to actually preserve the bipartisan agreement that you cite was negotiated primarily by James Lankford, who's one of the most conservative, a Christian conservative, members of the U.S. Senate?
Well, I think Joe Biden has said if the legislation is passed, he will sign it and start shutting down the border flow tomorrow. I do believe that the Republicans are entitled to not trust Joe Biden on this. He has a problem with his progressive base. They won't like something like this. Biden has shown, for instance, in the continuing pressure on Israel, that he's willing to try to mollify that left-wing base in his party. So the burden would be on the Republicans to press Biden to enforce the terms of any legislation that included slowing the flow across the border. I argue in the column that if, as is possible, Joe Biden reneges and really doesn't step up and enforce this legislation on the border, then the issue reverts to the Republicans. They have the same argument they have right now about Joe Biden and Alberto Mayorkas's refusal to enforce the border.
How do you feel about the drive at this particular moment to impeach Secretary Mayorkas? Not likely he will be removed from office given the Democratic majority in the Senate, is it?
No, I don't think so. And you know what? I do not support that. It's tit for tat. The problem is if they were to impeach Mayorkas, it sets a precedent. It's been well over 100 years since a cabinet secretary was impeached. And even Democrats at the hearing yesterday, the impeachment hearings on Mayorkas, one or two of them said, if this happens, it is inevitable that when we gain power, we're going to do the same to a Republican cabinet secretary, say a Trump cabinet secretary. And you must assume that something like that would happen. And our politics in some way has degraded into making impeachment just simply something, another day at the office that they do in Congress.
And by the way, the only cabinet secretary ever in American history to be impeached was Secretary Belknap in the Grant administration, and he wasn't removed from office. He resigned. He survived 5 different Senate votes. More coming up on the MedVed Show. Daniel Henninger's outstanding column is posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A federal judge in California is rejecting a lawsuit by pro-Palestinian groups seeking to force the Biden administration's hand. They want the White House to put a stop to the Israeli military offensive in Gaza, which has left more than 26,000 Palestinian civilians dead. In dismissing the case, the judge said he did not have jurisdiction over the matter. If your kids consume energy drinks, their brain might be at risk. According to new research, those who drank energy drinks with caffeine or stimulants in them had a higher risk of mental health issues, including attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. Actor Alec Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter charges in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Halyna Hutchins on the New Mexico movie set of Rust. Baldwin waived his arraignment and entered the plea in a court document that was filed Wednesday. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show, talking about the ongoing dispute about the compromise bill to try to enhance border security and to slow, at least, if not stop altogether, the unchanneled stream, tidal wave of unauthorized immigrants. Dan Crenshaw, former Navy SEAL, a member of Congress from Texas, rising star in the Republican Party. He spoke about why his GOP colleagues who are set on blocking this immigration reform bill are displaying the height of stupidity. Listen.
The height of stupidity is having a strong opinion on something you know nothing about. I'm extremely disappointed in the very strange maneuvering by many on the right to torpedo a potential border reform bill. We have a bill that, on net, significantly decreases illegal immigration, and we sabotage that. That is inconsistent with what we told our voters we would do. People will make up whatever reasons they want to. There's a number of them, I'm sure. But it would be a pretty unacceptable dereliction of your duty.
And he is so completely right, and it's so essential to get this message. Dan Henninger, we just spoke to, writes, if the Republicans have been screaming bloody murder about migrant crossings and are on the brink of the impeaching of Secretary Mayorkas for not doing his duty, how can they justify allowing the Mayorkas policy to continue unabated all this year? The party, especially in the House, is self-branding as politicians whose only reason for being is to turn public issues into addictive rage and internet fundraising. a Republican do-nothing decision, he writes, to let the border bleed across the next 10 months allows Mr. Biden and Democrats to tee up the entire party as a reject-everything Trump MAGA caricature rather than a GOP capable of governing. And speaking about capable of governing, we began this morning with some of the words of the Senate chaplain, who obviously his job is to work and maybe provide some spiritual sustenance for the members of the Senate. And that chaplain, the 66th chaplain of the U.S. Senate, chaplain of the U.S. Senate, is named Barry Black. And he spoke this morning. He gave a very moving sermon at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. Listen to Chaplain Black talking about all of the prayer that he sees around Congress.
And I responded, well, you know, we have some saints in Caesar's household. What are you talking about? We're talking Capitol Hill, Barry. I said, what you don't know is every week at the legislative branches in session, they meet for a prayer breakfast, both sides of the aisle. And representatives and senators talk about their faith pilgrimage. What? Now, what you don't know is every week, I said, I've been doing this, it'll be 21 years in July, every week on Capitol Hill, the saints in Caesar's household, I teach a Bible study, and senators from both sides of the aisle come to that Bible study. And I said, there's one senator who's missed one Bible study in 19 years. She said, who is that? I said, that's classified. I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you after I told you. Oh, I don't need to know the name. All right?
He then talked about prayer and fasting on the part of U.S. senators.
I said, what you don't know is that on February 24, 2022, when Russia invaded Ukraine, hundreds of people on Capitol Hill began to fast and pray. She said, what? I said, what you don't know is on October 7th, 2023, when the Palestinian Sunni Islamic group Hamas, I didn't put it quite like that to her, led a surprise attack against Israel from the Gaza Strip by land, sea, and air. People on Capitol Hill were continuing to fast and pray. What you don't know is that in the last two presidential elections, people on Capitol Hill were fasting and praying. I'm talking about representatives, senators, chiefs of staff, waiters, waitresses, janitors were fasting and praying. Hundreds of us have been doing that.
Okay, this is a very powerful and very welcome message. And again, it offers a contrast to the subject of a Wall Street Journal editorial today, which is the headline, The Taylor Swift PSYOP. Populist paranoia on the Trump right takes an even more bizarre turn. The background is that Taylor Swift has been dating Travis Kelce, the tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, who are going to the Super Bowl after an upset win this past Sunday. The 34-year-old singer, they mention her age because she's still 1 year too young to run for president. The 34-year-old singer endorsed President Biden in 2020, and news reports say the White House hopes she'll do the same this year. Connect the dots, sheeple. I wonder who's going to win the Super Bowl next month, Vivek Ramaswamy wrote recently on social media. And I wonder if there's a major presidential endorsement coming from an artificially, culturally propped up couple this fall. He told the New York Times he is serious. What your kind of people call conspiracy theories, he said, I simply call an amalgam of collective incentives hiding in plain sight. One internet pundit has posted a video with hundreds of thousands of views claiming that Taylor Swift's relationship with Mr. Kelce is a fake psyop. This yarn involves the CIA because, of course, as well as George Soros, well, because, of course. The story is that the Super Bowl on February 11th will be rigged so the Chiefs win in a dramatic fashion. Ms. Swift and Mr. Kelce will get engaged. That way they'll be at peak influence to cut a joint October ad for Joe Biden. Okay, yet the paranoia of the right about a romance between the most popular singer in the universe and an NFL player does make Republicans seem, frankly, weird. Americans who want to return to normalcy won't find it in a movement that demonizes two of America's healthier entertainments. Maybe the Chiefs will win the Super Bowl, or maybe not. Maybe Ms. Swift and Mr. Kelce will live happily ever after in a social world historical setback for the art form of breakup songs, or maybe not. Maybe she will endorse Mr. Biden again, or maybe not. But the CIA isn't orchestrating it all, and neither are the Illuminati, the Freemasons, Elvis, JFK, Bigfoot, Skull and Bones, Opus Dei, or alien lizard people living among us. A question, though, for the trolls. If they believe defeating Mr. Trump is so easy that Mr. Biden can do it merely by getting an endorsement from a singer who backed him in 2020, doesn't that suggest the GOP might be making a mistake by nominating such a weak candidate? It's an open question. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Receive 50% off by becoming a MedHead member.
Look, it's a no-brainer.
Join now at michaelmedved.com. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If your trouble by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Michael Medved Show, great day coming up to the weekend for you to subscribe to our new Substack newsletter, Michael Medved's Context, placing today's big events in the perspective of our past and our future. Right now we have up there on Substack a remarkable interview that we just conducted with George Will, a legendary conservative columnist, about the political position at the moment of the Republican Party and where that party is going. You can see that exchange with George Will. You can hear that exchange with George Will by going to michaelmedved.substack.com and sign up today for our uncensored take on current controversies. That's at michaelmedved.substack.com. One of the other sources that we've spoken to recently is John Bolton, the former national security advisor for President Trump. And he has a column today in the Wall Street Journal that is full of important insight and messages. And he talks about when I became President Trump's national security advisor, he writes, in 2018, I assumed the gravity of his responsibilities would discipline even him. I was wrong. His erratic approach to governance and his dangerous ideas gravely threaten American security. Republican primary voters should take note, says John Bolton. He writes, Mr. Trump's most dangerous legacy is the spread of the isolationist virus in the Republican Party. The Democrats long ago adopted an incoherent melding of isolationism with indiscriminate multilateralism. If isolationism becomes the dominant view among Republicans, America is in deep trouble. And on the air with us, he said this about what other world leaders think of President Trump.
Well, I think the hard men of history, like Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping, understand what their job is for their respective country. I don't think Trump understands what the job of the presidency is for ours. And I will say, having been in the room with him in meeting those people, having listened in on his phone conversations, I don't think they are really friendly with Donald Trump. I think they think Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un and others, they think he's a laughing fool. And they're fully prepared to take advantage of him. Trump's self-absorption makes it impossible for him to understand that.
So you think they'd be happy if he returned to the Oval Office?
Yeah, I think they believe he's an easy mark. Take Vladimir Putin on the situation in Ukraine. I think he'd love to get Donald Trump to do what he said on the campaign trail and try and find Ukrainian President Zelensky and Putin, get all three of them in a room together, and Trump says, I'll solve the crisis in 24 hours. That is impossible. But when you come to the end of the 24 hours, obviously, it won't be Donald Trump that failed, because that doesn't happen. It must be one of the other two. I think he would point the finger at Zelensky. I think Putin would be delighted with the outcome at that point.
That is a scary thought. The other scary thought is raised by Nikki Haley, who points out in the New York Times, she is now 52 years old, and she has consistently pitched herself as a new generational leader for the Republican Party. In a new series entitled Grumpy Old Men, the Haley campaign yesterday announced plans to start unveiling online videos, digital ads, and voter emails that will underscore the ways in which Ms. Haley has argued that the two-party frontrunners are alike. The episodes, with titles like Stumbling Seniors, Basement Buddies, and Profligate Pals, take shots at, among other things, her rival signs of mental confusion. That means for both Joe Biden and Donald Trump, their light presence on the campaign trail, and their economic policies leading to high inflation. Ms. Haley, 52, who served as a United Nations ambassador under Trump, has consistently pitched herself as a new generational leader for her party and called for mental competency tests for candidates who are 75 or older. Yet until recently, she has taken a careful approach toward both men and their age. Her most pointed attacks on the issue have been against Mr. Biden, though she often tells her audiences that she is not being disrespectful. We all know 75-year-olds that can run circles around us, she often says on Stump, and then we know Joe Biden. Meanwhile, she says that they say in the New York Times she's been even less inclined to go after Mr. Trump. She directly criticized him as being in mental decline for the first time only this month after he appeared to confuse her for Nancy Pelosi. Nikki Haley said her name four times in a row, the former House Speaker. Days later, and just hours after the polls opened for the New Hampshire primary on January 23rd, she told reporters that she believed that Trump was mentally fit to be president, but she has nevertheless ramped up her critiques of his mental acuity. On Saturday, in Malden, South Carolina, she recalled his reaction to her momentum in New Hampshire as totally unhinged. Meanwhile, when it comes to being totally unhinged, there's a film that is a big contender for major Oscars, a particularly Best Actor. And it's a film that I found enormously enjoyable and one of the very best of the year. Movie called American Fiction. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Jeffrey Wright plays a college professor struggling as a novelist who's told that he can only succeed if he fills his work with more black stereotypes. That's the premise for the sly new comedy, American Fiction.
Deadbeat dads, rappers, crack. You said you wanted black stuff. That's black, right?
I see what you're doing.
The dumber I behave, the richer I get.
Filled with marvelous performances by Tracy Ellis Ross, Leslie Uggams, and especially Jeffrey Wright, who's Oscar-worthy, this movie is simultaneously deeply touching and undeniably hilarious. Based on the novel Erasure and focusing on one-dimensional white views of what it means to be black, it's rated R mostly for language, especially the F word, which plays a prominent role in the proceedings. 3 stars for the original, impressive, and thought-provoking American Fiction. Now playing in theaters. And now nominated again for very important Oscars coming up with that ceremony. Speaking of what's coming up, there's news from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And this has nothing to do with COVID. It's actually something that is more easily preventable. The U.S. again saw more than 2.5 million cases of key sexually transmitted infections in 2022, fueled by a continual and alarming increase in syphilis, according to the most recent data. Why is this going on? What can be done about it? Because it is no joke, though people obviously joke about it. Speaking of no joke, Sam Quinones, who has become an expert on addiction and its challenges, says that it is supply, not demand, that is the real driver of our current fentanyl crisis. He'll be joining us tomorrow on the MedVed Show. And also on Friday, Professor Paul Kangor of Grove City College will be talking about Putin's very ominous message for the United States and for the world in 2024. What is it? And speaking about the ominous message, we have so many different conflicts in the Middle East, a lot of them involving Iran and its proxies. Michael Rubin has actually spent time, he's now with the American Enterprise Institute, spent time living and working in Iran. What actually can be done? And speaking of something that has been done, though it never seemed that it would actually happen, California has now introduced the first in the nation slavery reparations package. What does that mean? Will that actually help bring our country together? Will it be a worthwhile an undertaking for this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.